This is the Recency Bias. Good to have you along. Yeah, we're still doing it. After I asked in the last episode, if you guys could just give me permission to stop doing these morning after mini pods. Very nice. Outpouring is probably too big a word, but somebody reached out in very kind ways to say, no, keep doing the podcast. I wasn't going to go anywhere. Mostly just trying to make myself feel a little better. Pretending that if I wanted to quit this, I could, basically. But we will keep doing the Recency Bias through this sad season for the Montreal Canadiens. Not a sad one, though. On Thursday night, best team in the NHL comes into the Habs barn. And your Montreal Canadiens actually beat the Tampa Bay Lightning 2-1. A shootout win. And just follow the math here on this one. If the Lightning are the best team in the NHL, and your Montreal Canadiens beat the best team in the NHL, does that make the Habs now the best team in the NHL? Okay, side though. A solid win, a very good night for the Canadiens. Holy Carey Price. I mean, really, I could have just come on this podcast this morning and said, wow, nice save, Carey. And that would have been really the main takeaway from this game. And rightfully so. I mean, incredible save, incredible game, 44 saves, and one for the career highlight reel. Just that barrel roll save. You're going to see that in Carey Price highlights forever and ever and ever. Was it luck? Was it skill? Probably a little bit of both. Not, you know, it's funny because that will be shown in Price save reels forever. But as about as not Price-style save as you can get. You just rarely see Carey Price in desperation like that. Even when he's not playing well. That was just, that was a Tim Thomas, Dominic Hasek-style save. Really incredible. If you haven't for some reason seen it, don't worry. You're going to get to see it. But really, you know, outside of Carey, a good game overall. Max Pacioretty played a good game. Alex Galchenyuk played a good game. Drouin played a good game. Claude Julien had, you know, basically challenged these guys to play. The best players need to be best players. And at least for one night on Thursday against Tampa Bay, they looked good. They were literally skating with Tampa Bay. And you got to feel good about that. 20 seconds into the second period, you got the only goal for the Canadiens in the night. And it is the captain, Max Pacioretty, finally getting one after earlier in the game and a couple more opportunities came his way and he just couldn't finish. Finally, he gets one, his ninth of the season. It's been a long time for Maximilian Pacioretty. College boy gets one. Puts your Habs up 1-0 for the briefest of moments, less than a full minute later. Kucherov with his 26? Am I reading that right? Kucherov scores his 26th of the season, and we're all even at once, and that's the way it would hang out the rest of the way. Even overtime, it was exciting, but nothing doing either way, so it takes a shootout. Paul Byron, the lone shootout goal. Nifty move, some good work by Byron in the shootout after he did an interesting pass in overtime, or rather didn't, elected not to pass, interesting shot in overtime. Kind of made up for that mistake in OT. You know, I liked the thought when Byron kind of pulled. There was a 2-on-1, and Byron basically pulls himself more towards the net. Weird shift move, and then tries to shoot kind of against himself. Pushing away from the momentum that he and the goalie were taking in the other direction towards the opposite side of the net, and it looked a little awkward. Appreciate the thought, but overtime, he's the hero. And so your Canadiens win 2-1. And, you know, Max Pacioretty saying after the game, that's the most fun he's had playing hockey in a while. Certainly didn't look it when he scored his goal, but hey, he didn't want to look, I guess, overly excited about finally getting that monkey off his back. I don't know. Maybe we see, finally, for the first time this year, a patented Pacioretty hot streak. Who knows what's to come of this? Could really use it because, the Canadiens played an excellent game against the best team in the NHL, but they still only scored once. They needed an incredible game from Carey Price, 978 save percentage on the night. to get that win, they've still only scored 5 times in the last 6 games. So while it's a great game, a lot of work to do. And I don't just mean this team, as we wrote a great edition of the forum on rabbithabs.com. Went up on Thursday, by the way. A whole bunch of contributors getting in and asking or answering the question, what would you do if you were Jeff Molson? Of course, you're a listener to this podcast with any regularity. You heard what I would want to do. I spelled that out a little bit more succinctly in the forum. And of course, all our other contributors, including welcoming new Rob Hing to the fold. He actually got it all going with his thoughts on what Mark Bergevin should, or what rather Jeff Molson should do, and as part of that, what Mark Bergevin should do the rest of the way. So if you're interested in seeing what all the Rabbit Habs contributors think the team needs to do going forward, and a lot of differing opinions, all kind of circling the same idea, but just different ways of executing kind of the future of the Montreal Canadiens. So give that a read, will you? But yeah, Bergevin also got to do some work. The work, I guess, you know, really got to a big piece last night after the game. Goodbye, Alvaro Montoya. We hardly knew ye. A few seasons in the backup role in Montreal. Played solid for the Canadiens, I think, for the most part. Old Al did. But he has now been traded to the Edmonton Oilers for a conditional 4th-round pick. Hoo-hoo. The rebuild has begun, ladies and gents. I don't know, interesting. I mean, Al Montoya, non-factor this year, had been not even apparently seen around the facilities, dealing with what we're being told was concussion symptoms, or probably more, you know, it's weird that we say concussion symptoms. I guess because we still know how the hell to diagnose anything. I mean, it's a concussion, not just concussion symptoms. Anyway, that's a digression. So yeah, that's there. There's a shoe dropping. Other kind of outside the Canadians happenings. Victor Mete, of course, Canada getting a 7-2 win over the Czech Republic on Thursday night in the World Junior Championships. They'll be going to the gold medal game against the Swedes, who beat the Americans. And Victor Mete, of course, on that juniors team. Bob McKenzie saying likely that the Habs will send Victor Mete back to juniors following the junior tournament, as they would like to have Team Canada consider him for the Olympics. So there's that. That's kind of other activities, but yeah, solid game from the Montreal Canadiens. Best game we've got to see them play in a while, that's for sure. And Carey Price delivering a classic. Guess we can't complain. I mean, we can. There's plenty to complain about still, but let's not. Other scores from the NHL on Thursday night. Shootout between Toronto and San Jose saw the Maple Leafs beat the Sharks 3-2. Maple Leafs coming off a shutout loss to Tampa Bay. Their previous encounter, so a nice win for them against San Jose. Philadelphia beats the New York Islanders 6-4 in what was a rough and tumble, old-school style battle. Carolina Hurricanes blanked the Pittsburgh Penguins 4-0. When are the Pens going to turn it on? They're on the outside looking in. And for the first time in franchise history, I believe, the Las Vegas Golden Knights, they lose. They lose 2-1 St. Louis Blues. Minnesota beats up on Buffalo by a 6-2 score. Dallas edges New Jersey 4-3. Colorado shuts out Columbus 2-0. Calgary beats LA by a 4-3 score. Shootout between Edmonton and Anaheim saw McDavid and the Oilers win that one 2-1. Arizona beats Nashville 3-2 in overtime. And Florida and Boston were postponed due to weather. Americans getting hit a little bit with that little weather bomb, storm bomb, winter bomb, something along those lines on the East Coast. So that game postponed. Your Canadians get back to work. No Saturday. Weird weekend coming up. No Saturday game. They will play Sunday. No Sunday Night Football, at least. So as the Sunday NFL playoff games finish, you can slide into a Habs game at 7, hosting the Vancouver Canucks. I'm Zach Vanoss. You can find me on Twitter at ZachDropsTweets. Follow the podcast feed as well at the Montreal Bias and, of course, at Rabid Habs for the website. Once again, go check out the forum. Good stuff in there talking about what our team thinks the Montreal Canadiens, particularly the owner, needs to do with this club going forward. Until Monday morning, take care.